Welcome to the Wedding CEO Podcast, where we discuss all things marketing, sales, and scaling so you can become the CEO of your life and business. I'm Alora Rochelle, and I've been a wedding photographer for over a decade. And now I'm sharing all of my secrets so you can stop sacrificing your time and make more money like a CEO. All right, you guys, I'm so excited. We have a guest today on the podcast, Brianna Parks, and she is an SEO specialist. And she's going to be talking to us about a lot of things, how she was able to move her business from Idaho to California just using SEO strategies as a wedding photographer. Brianna, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super stoked to be here.
So walk us through your photography story. And then did you become a destination photographer? Is that how you were able to move, or just because you moved and you wanted to change where you specialized in?
It was a little bit of both. I wanted to be a destination photographer, but I kind of knew I eventually wanted to move back to California. And so that's why I started to target California more. But yeah, I can get started and talk a little bit about my photography journey. I started my photography business back in about 2018, 2019. I had just gotten married and I was in school at the time. We were in college, my husband and I, and I was a child bride because I got married at 19. And I had absolutely no money. We were so broke. And I was a pre-med major, hoping to go to med school. And I was always a super creative individual in high school. But when I got to college, it was so just focused on academics that I really didn't have a creative outlet anymore. And so I was trying to find different things I could kind of dip my toes into. And one day I was on YouTube and I saw this girl who was shooting portraits. And I was like, this looks really fun. I kind of want to try this. And so I asked my husband to take me to Target, and we spent like half of our money on a DSLR camera. And I don't know why he let me do it, but I then got home and just started shooting for fun. And then it really started to turn into a little bit of a side hustle once I started marketing myself on Facebook. And that's kind of how I got started with photography. And then I got an inquiry for like a $300 wedding, and I took it, and I thought I was making so much money. And then it just kind of snowballed from there.
Oh my gosh, the first $300 is the best when you start your
so
business.
So much money. I thought I was pulling in the dough. I was like, I need to book myself a spa treatment. I need to go to Cartier, buy a watch or whatever they sell. I don't know.
Yes. I mean, you're like, I'm a highballer. Because back then, when you work a part-time job, that was your 2 weeks salary, essentially, your paycheck. Yeah. Okay. So Facebook. You were able to build your business on Facebook first. Like, it wasn't Instagram. I'm very intrigued by this.
Yeah. So I was living in Idaho at the time. We were going to school, and we lived in a very religious community. And so a lot of people didn't have money for wedding photographers. And so if you just put your name on Facebook, people were going to book you because you were charging super cheap. And so I basically just joined a lot of these Facebook groups. And so I had a lot of couples who just didn't have a ton of money to spend on their wedding. And that's basically how I kind of grew my business from there. And then only when I decided I wanted to potentially move back to California or to shoot in other locations or to just make a little bit more money, that was when I was like, okay, Facebook isn't going to cut it. So I got to figure out how to do something else. And that's kind of when I started doing Instagram. And then I, of course, eventually got into SEO.
Okay. So how were you able to stumble across SEO? And I'm curious to see which category of SEO, because I know there's Google. Is SEO Google?
Like, yes. Yeah. So SEO stands for search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. So it's basically just Google. So writing articles that land on the first page of Google.
Okay. So how did your journey with SEO start? Did you say, I'm going to make a couple blog posts and it's going to go viral? What was your intention? How did you know to do SEO?
Yeah. Yeah, so I was a part of a lot of photography Facebook groups, and I noticed that a lot of people were saying, okay, I'm not getting any inquiries. How do I grow my business? Mm-hmm. And everyone was saying, learn SEO, learn SEO. And I had no idea what SEO was. And so I just kind of turned to Google and was like, what is this? And oh my gosh, I felt like I was learning a foreign language. Nothing made sense to me. All of these different terms, keyword cannibalization and meta descriptions and title tags, I have no idea what you just said. And so I was trying to find other photographers who knew what SEO was, and Catalina Jean has a really awesome course called SEO is Fun. And mm-hmm. so I took her course, and it was really easy to understand and digest. It was very digestible. And that's kind of what kickstarted my SEO journey. And so then I went crazy with it and just started doing as much research as I could. So I would go on YouTube and look up SEO videos and just read different articles and just try to get as much information about SEO as I could.
Wow. And so when you figured out SEO, what was your next step? Did you start blogging? Did you get discovered on Pinterest? As a result of this, what did it do for your business, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, it completely skyrocketed my business. I feel like I went 0 to 100 overnight. So I started out blogging. And I think a lot of photographers too, and this is at least my experience, but when I first started photography, I would always hear, you need to blog all of your sessions. You need to be blogging at least once a week. And that is not the case. You do not need to blog once a week. You can blog like once a month, once every 3 months, once a year. It's really up to whatever you want to do. So I kind of went a little crazy and I started blogging a few times a month, maybe 5 times a month. And I was creating articles that I wanted my ideal couples to find. So for example, I was living in Idaho at the time, so I wanted to kind of branch out into the elopement space. And so I wrote an article all about how you can elope in Idaho. And then when I eventually decided that I wanted to move back to California, I started really heavily pushing California elopements. So I wrote an entire article about how to elope in California, the best places to elope in California, and just really gave my ideal client as much information as possible. So it painted me as the expert. So they were comfortable hiring me as opposed to maybe another photographer that they found on Instagram who doesn't have all of these free resources that the couples need, you know, that are very useful for them in their planning journey.
Okay. So what you did is you started creating content that your brides were looking for.
Yes.
And then because yours was at, I'm guessing, the top page, the first page. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So explain then how you were able to move your business from Idaho to California using SEO. And I'm also curious, how long did that take before the Google juice picked it up?
Yeah, good question. So SEO is a marathon, not a sprint. So it definitely takes a while because you have to write quality content, which takes a while to research. And then you also have to have a good domain authority score, which basically just means how well established is your domain. So for example, my website, briannaparksphoto.com, has a domain authority of maybe 36. I have no idea. 36 out of 100, which basically means, okay, you're a pretty good, well-established website. The way you get well-established is obviously your domain age. So how old is your domain? And then how many websites are pointing back to your website? So for example, submitting your galleries to publications like Junebug Weddings or Green Wedding Shoes. So then if they pick up your publication, they'll obviously link you. They'll put your website and link it back to your website, if that makes any sense. So that helps increase domain authority. Also, like I said, just writing really good quality content. So when I decided I wanted to switch to California, I wrote basically all of the guides I could about how to elope in California, the best places to elope in California. And then I, of course, blogged some sessions I had already photographed in California because, like I said, my in-laws and my parents lived there. So if I was ever in town, I would just put together my own styled shoots in really popular places. So for example, I would put the San Francisco wedding or this elopement I photographed at Golden Gate Bridge or wherever I was.
Wow. So as a result of all this hard work, which you said it does take a little while, how long would you say that it took with the persistent blogging before you started getting inquiries that reflected that?
I will say it took a while. I would say it probably took about a year, maybe even a year and a half until I started getting steady inquiries coming in. It's also a personality thing too. For example, I hate being on social media. I don't like creating reels. They're very time consuming to me. And so for me, I would rather just sit in my office and write a blog post that might take a day or two. So I think it's really up to what the photographer wants to do. Like I said, though, SEO is a much better long-term strategy if you're hoping to get inquiries in the long run, because you never know what Instagram or Pinterest or TikTok is going to do to their algorithms or their platforms.
So tell me then, how many inquiries were you able to get? I think you even gave me your amount of inquiries you received in 2022. Can you give me a roundup too of like 2022, 2023? I'm really interested in seeing once the long-term strategy actually takes effect, it's kind of explosive in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't have the exact numbers pulled up in front of me. I can pull them up if you want, but I know 2021 was around 300, 2022 was around 400, and then 2023 was back to 300.
That's still so many inquiries. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot.
I do feel like too, while you were talking, you're like, I don't like showing up on social media. So if you're an introvert and you're somebody who's, why do I feel like I have to post reels, or why do I feel like I got to show up online? This is the alternative that will pay off if you just kind of dedicate time to it. Okay. Yeah. I agree. These results are crazy. 400 inquiries is wild.
It's nuts. It's nuts. Yeah, I know. I never in my wildest dreams would I ever think I would get that many.
This was just from blogging?
Yes. Yeah. Damn. So I think last year I had 95% of my inquiries find me through Google. And then the other 5% were Instagram and Pinterest. And it was just a few, a handful.
Wow. So you just got to make it work for you. If it's not working, you're not doing it right, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also say too, like I said before, SEO is a marathon, not a sprint. And so it takes a really long while to see results. So don't go into it expecting that you're going to see results right away. I also think it's important to diversify your marketing channels. And that's something I'm working on this year too, is instead of just putting all my eggs in one basket into SEO, I'm really trying to branch out into Instagram and Pinterest, even though I don't love the platforms. I'm trying to find a schedule and balance that works for me.
Yeah. Like content repurposing. That's a dream, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So because of this, I'm trying to connect the pieces of how you were able to move your business from Idaho to California. So you just did a couple of shoots in California and blogged it and then waited for it to take off. That's it. Is it that simple, really?
Yeah, that's basically what I did. Like I said, I just did styled shoots and then I just blogged about them. And one of the first clients I got in California was from an Instagram ad. So I just ran like an Instagram story ad before I had any idea what I was doing. I think I spent like $5. And they found me to shoot their engagements, and they liked their engagement so much that they flew me out for their wedding. Granted, it was like $2,000. And so it wasn't a ton, because I basically just spent all of the money on travel costs, and the wedding was like a 12-hour day. And so I barely made anything. Pretty sure I lost money. But yeah, I basically just used their session. I just blogged it. And even on social media, I just completely changed my profile to say California elopement photographer. I just talked about eloping in California. Even pictures that I took in Idaho, if it looked like they were taken in California, I would post them and say, oh, just write a caption about California. Obviously, I wouldn't do that for blogging. I would mainly just do that for Instagram. But that's basically it. It sounds really simple. And I think it's because it is, but it just takes a while to see results.
If it's that simple, could it be true? But she's got the receipts, y'all. I'm staring at them right now. So. I love this. So for somebody that just can't wrap their mind around all of this, what is something that you can teach us about SEO that it could actually add something? Because you were talking about how you're going to do other streams of marketing platforms. So not, you're just not relying on blogging. How can SEO be the game changer in their business? Besides all the amazing accolades you have to show for it. And can you explain to us some of these? You were just talking about keyword cannibalization, and I had to take notes. I was like, meta tag title, like, what are these?
What does it mean? So there's so many terms and there's so much to learn. And so first things first, I recommend turning to YouTube, because like I said, there are so many very easily digestible videos to watch that will really break down what everything means. As far as how to get started in SEO, basically, I would say pick your top destination that you want to photograph in. For example, let's say I really want to photograph in Acadia National Park in Maine. Now you want to think, what is a bride or groom looking up when they type in Acadia National Park elopement? What are they hoping to see on the other side of that? So they're probably wanting to know the best places to elope in Acadia National Park. They probably want to see elopement photos from Acadia National Park. Maybe they want information on where to stay. What part of the park should I visit? Take all of that information that you think your potential clients are searching for, and then write just a giant guide about it and really be the expert. Show that you know exactly what you're talking about when you are mentioning Acadia National Park. And if you want to elope in Acadia National Park, what is everything you need to know about how to elope in Acadia National Park? Put it in a guide. And then, like I said, it's going to take a while to rank. Obviously, you kind of want to build up your domain authority a little bit. And once you hopefully start getting on the first page of Google, all of those dream clients are going to find your guide, and they're going to see that you're the expert, and they're going to reach out and inquire with you because you're the only person for the job. You know everything there is to know about how to elope in Acadia. Why would they go with somebody else if they know you're the expert?
That's interesting because I feel like people were doing those Instagram guides, but it's like put that on a blog because
yeah,
I think Instagram took those away, didn't they?
I have no idea. I never did one.
Same. I didn't see the point. But yeah. All that to say is I heard the ultimate guides, basically what's old is new again. All of the older blogging and long-term marketing is coming back because people are now getting burnt out because we have done all this short-term Instagram, TikTok, like very fast-paced marketing for so long that people are like, I really can't show up anymore. Like I'm done. And all the content that I've pretty much put out for the past 3 to 4 years, it's there, but it's not working for me anymore because the shelf life of Instagram is like, what, a couple of days?
I deleted TikTok a few months ago just because I couldn't handle seeing ad after ad and just people selling me things all of the time. It was just so exhausting. And so I can definitely see why people are not gravitating towards short form content anymore because I hate watching it myself. I don't want to watch it. And I'm in the marketing space.
Yeah. I literally, it's so funny you said that. I deleted it 2 days ago because I couldn't handle the information. When you swipe and swipe, so many different opinions and information that could or could not be true, I would get headaches. Can we talk about this?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I was just so fed up. I would wake up and I felt like my brain was just buzzing. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the night, my brain was trying to process all of this information and it was so much. I could not handle all of this information. I couldn't handle seeing a really happy video and then scrolling and seeing a really angry video and then a sad video and like breaking news. And it was just so much. So I said, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. So I deleted it. Funny enough, I actually re-downloaded it today so I could, you know, cross post my reels to TikTok, but I don't look at my For You page anymore. I just go and post and then I immediately exit the app.
Yeah. I like to call that creator versus consumer is like, okay, I'm doing this for work. This is my job versus what's Instagram or TikTok going to give me today? And it's like so much. So good for you for having boundaries and being like, this is my job. I'm going to leave it.
It took a while. It took a long while.
Well, TikTok is where I got my news half the time to the point.
Yeah,
y'all,
me too.
I thought the moon was fake. And my husband was like, you got to get off.
This is like so bad. I have no idea what goes on in the world anymore after deleting TikTok. People will say things and I'm just like, where did you hear that from? Like, what is that?
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Brianna, for sharing all of this and giving people hope. You can have other marketing platforms than all the short-term, fast-paced, long-term will work for you. And I like how you kind of set the precedence of also don't post and don't think about it. Like let it work however long it needs to work. And then focus on other things. Just make sure you're doing some type of marketing. And you never know. You could have 300 inquiries 1 year. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. I love it. Is there anything that you'd like to leave the listeners with? Maybe tell us where they can find you for any more SEO information.
Yeah, of course. So I think if I had to give one more piece of advice, it would just be to focus on yourself and your own business. I think, especially when you're starting out, it can be so easy to go on social media and compare your chapter one to someone's chapter 50. Mm-hmm. And just keep your head down, focus on yourself. I know it's easier said than done, but I promise if you set boundaries in the very beginning, it's going to be so worth it in the end. You can find me on all social medias at Brianna Parks Photography and then at my website at briannaparksphoto.com.
That's amazing. Thanks for coming. And I will see you guys in the next episode next week. Bye.